This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Well, folks, just to get us started, the week itself off well, remember you can reach out to the program, 1-866-509-4545. Great way to do it if you want to, you know, leave us a message, ask us a question. If we have your permission to put your voice on air, we shall. If not, that's cool too. We won't do it. Mention it's for Kelly and Company, 1-866-509-4545. Email feedback at AMI.ca. Maybe you've got some questions about AMI Audio, AMI Tele, or AMI TV. Great way to do that. Just ask the gang over there, feedback at AMI.ca. On Twitter, you can follow along, keep up with what's happening on the live shows. Ask your questions of AMI Audio at AMI Audio. Kelly McDonald with Ramya Muthan.
Well, Mondays we like to have a tech talk, Kels, and sometimes we get this nice special treat where two people join us. So let's see who's joining Michael Babcock today.
It's time for Talking Tech with Michael, bringing you a shot of technology news to get your week going with sprinkles of assistive technology.
Yes, it is the familiar voice of Demasi Thomas who's joining Michael on the tech talk today. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Nice to have you around. I believe Demasi is also here.
I am.
There he is. Okay, perfect. You know us. We like verbal confirmations.
Exactly. Make sure everyone's on the same page.
Absolutely. That's right. How's everybody doing?
Great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
You guys have some interesting things to chat through today. So let's get to this like mini roundtable situation. And I want to start with new device season because that's what it feels like right now. We're talking about all over the place, upgrading, updating, what's around now. So when should someone consider upgrading a device? Michael, should we start with you?
Sure. So my first thoughts on that are, if you have an older device that maybe it's time to upgrade because you've had it for about 4 or 5 years and things are not working properly, and I say that as someone who used to upgrade every year and things have definitely changed in my life. Now, if only, you know, my wife can get on that same page. She's still on the upgrade every year. But yeah, I think if your device has been used and it's worked for you reliably, then maybe it's time to explore upgrading.
Yeah, my budget would make me change all that. Ah, tighter. Upgrading goes every 3 years. Demasi, let's talk a little bit about, if I don't want to spend that money, speaking of upgrading that device, what are some of the benefits of upgrading the software? What can that provide me? I'm just doing it that way.
So upgrading your software is going to, obviously what the manufacturers or OS vendors are going to tell you is all the new great features that you're going to get. And if there's features that, you know, excite you, that is a good reason to update. For me, the more important reason for updating beyond the features that you're going to get or new capabilities added to an older device is just increasing your security level. So, right. You know, usually with upgrades, you're getting security patches, you know, little holes here and there that have been discovered by researchers are being patched up as well.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And we talk about, you know, some of us stragglers when it comes to updating our iOS or other OSs and just saying, keep your devices updated, please. And it's like, why? There's going to be so many glitches, but really it's the security stuff. So how about when it comes to recycling our products, guys, if we are deciding to upgrade? Michael, anything to think about there?
Responsibly recycle your device. The first of which is by working with a organization that is designed to help you with organizing your or recycling your devices. And then the one that I think some of us forget about is hand your devices down. If someone has an interest in the device that you have, possibly hand them down to someone else who might be interested in it.
Okay, then in that case, Demasi, what are some of the important things to consider if selling or giving away said device?
So in either one of those cases, you want to follow your device manufacturer's process for resetting your device or completely wiping it of your personal data, because the worst thing that can happen, and I've heard lots of stories of, you know, recycling places or people who get handed down devices where the person that donated or handed down that device didn't wipe it. So all of their personal data is just right there. Like they're able to browse your contacts and do whatever. So
yikes.
Typically you would go through settings and wipe your device and get it back to the original startup screen. And then it should be safe to hand it down at that point because all of your data has been erased or is no longer accessible to someone getting their hands on that device.
Super important. Okay, now how about, this is something I think about, backing up our stuff. So what's a tool that we can use to make sure we have our passwords with us if we do end up with a new device, Michael?
1Password. Demasi introduced me to this tool. You can also use other password management tools such as Bitwarden or LastPass. The one that I recommend, though, is 1Password simply because I have the most experience with it. And if you're using a tool such as 1Password or a password manager, then when you do upgrade to that new iPhone or that new MacBook or that new Android device, you don't have to worry about remembering what is my login information for Netflix, for example, because it's already saved in 1Password. And most importantly, you don't have to use the same password on multiple websites because you can have 1Password. I don't know what half, three quarters of my passwords are. Three quarters of my passwords were randomly generated, and they're at least 16 characters, assuming the site or service.
Okay. Hey, that's awesome. Okay. So should we do a little switching on you guys here? Because this always gets everybody excited. Demasi, maybe you can kick us off with this. Apple recently made some announcements. What are some of those announcements that have been made?
So Apple had an event today. It was actually under an hour, which I was a little surprised by.
Wow. Nice.
So it's done now, right?
Like, yeah, it's over. It's over. I think I called Michael after the event, and it was like 45 after the hour, maybe. So they were done early.
Wow. Yeah. That's great. You had to wake Michael up.
Yeah, make sure he was ready for the show. So what they announced today, just broad quick overview, is some new features for Apple Music, a new Apple Music plan that is voice. They're calling it the Apple Music voice plan, where you basically access all of the songs and playlists of Apple Music using Siri. They updated the AirPods, to the third generation AirPods, which come with some new features, including spatial audio. That's rather interesting. I feel like I'm probably going to have to buy somebody a pair of those before the end of the year. And new MacBook Pros, 14-inch and 16-inch using the Apple Silicon chip, which they have branded either the M1 Pro or option for an M1X. Those laptops look pretty nice. Fortunately, I'm not interested in a laptop, so I can just watch the people who are.
Save your money there.
I'm going to jump in here real quick. It's M1 Pro or M1 Max, not X.
What did I say? I did say X because everybody's been saying X. I'm sorry. You are right. It is M1 Pro or M1 Max.
Okay. The M1 chip, it feels like everything is a before or after the chips that Apple is now making, right? Either you have the systems before or you're getting the systems after. So yeah, that's the new craving for me. Your thoughts on these new devices, guys, Michael?
I will be getting, so there's a boy downstairs. I got to be a little quiet with this, but AirPods make great Christmas presents. Just throwing that out there to people. And these new ones, I think, would be very interesting. I'm intrigued by them. I'm not a huge Mac user anymore. If I switched over to the Mac, it would be a Mac Mini. Neither of these laptops intrigue me. Well, they intrigue me by the speed of them, but I don't see myself going to buy a new MacBook or MacBook Pro. And then what I do like, what really has me interested is I've been thinking about a HomePod Mini for a little while, although I am in the Sonos ecosystem. Wouldn't it be bad to have a couple of HomePod Minis in my room to play virtual surround sound on our TV in our room? And the HomePod Minis come in a couple of new colors, which doesn't really do me any good. But if I had to pick up a new device, it would either be the AirPods or the HomePod Minis.
Interesting, too. And I've heard so much about the AirPods. Demasi, any thoughts on any of these things that may make it into under your tree, your Christmas tree?
The AirPods for certain. I agree with Michael. They do make an excellent Christmas gift. And HomePod Minis, I'm not sure about those just yet. I'm most certainly not going to buy a MacBook Pro. I'm shifting over to a desktop. But the new computers, if you are looking for a new Mac laptop, are amazing. They have given you a lot more ports. The current MacBook that I'm using right now only has 2 ports. So, you know, you're always swapping things in and out. So yes, you do have more ports. Much faster speed if you're doing, you know, graphics intensive stuff or heavy audio processing, things like that. You're going to get a lot more speed. And the battery life is still amazing. I think they quoted maybe somewhere between 18 and 20 hours for the 14-inch and about 22 hours for the 16-inch. So that is amazing battery life. That's better than my phone.
Wow. So true. Yeah. And we've heard so much about that. Guys, you want to switch over to Google for a few moments because they've got an announcement this week. This week's a crazy week for all this. Yes. What are some of the expected hardware devices that might be mentioned, Michael?
Pixel 6 is expected. Possibly, I'm not certain about any of their entertainment devices, but the Pixel 6 is the big thing. I would be intrigued by it. And there's some slight rumors of a Pixel foldable, which could be interesting too. We haven't seen any of those from Apple. And then, so that Google event is tomorrow. So I, as you guys know, I will be watching it and observing it to see what's coming up. And then Wednesday, there's also a Samsung event. So this is like event week.
It really does sound like it, because I was just going to ask, Microsoft as well has some webinars coming up. Are they all like keeping tabs on each other? So you want to tell us about what they are and how people can get signed up for them, Michael?
Yeah, so Microsoft has announced their accessibility webinars. They have Windows 10. They have a general Windows 10 overview, and then they have accessibility features in Windows 10. There's one coming up next week, and then one coming up in the middle of November. I will be at both of those, mainly to give Jeff Bishop in the middle of November a hard time at his web. I mean, to pay attention to what's going on at the webinars, and I'm intrigued because Microsoft has been making some changes to provide a more accessible experience on Windows 10 and Windows 11 as well. So that's the primary focus, and I can get some more information about these webinars and share them with people as they come up.
That's awesome. That's great. On Friday's show, Danielle McLaughlin was sitting in and we had our app update, and we got into the discussion of how come there's so many events this week. And the only thing I could think of is, I know we're talking about people ordering stuff and making sure they have it before Christmas. We already know that that's a huge problem with what's going on. Any ideas, Demasi? Why would these all be in 1 week?
I think it's primarily that holiday shipping season. Things always get crazy around the holidays for shipping anyway. You always see delays, but people wanting to get these things under the tree. It's end of year also from Apple's perspective. I know a lot of their business customers make purchases towards the end of the year because they're looking at, you know, what's left in their budget. And probably just also timing, I think, because shipping, logistics, and chip shortages have kind of led people to defer their events, because rumors were, at least regarding Apple, that they wanted to get these laptops out much earlier in the year. Google, it's about time for them because they just released Android 12, so it's on time for them. Samsung, I think, is just jumping in because they're like, hey, we got stuff too.
Yeah, I got it. That sounds good. That's good enough for me, Rum. Yeah, guys, I think that's really amazing, and that's really wonderful stuff. Appreciate it, both of you, for being with us. Demasi, Michael, always wonderful. A lot of great information, guys.
Thank you.
No problem. You have a great rest of your show, Kelly and Ramya.
Yeah, definitely. A lot going on this week, and when we're not talking climate, we're going to go watching these tech events. Wow.
Yeah. And it all kind of plays together anyway, Kels. Tech, climate, you know?
It does. Repurposing, really great idea, good stuff.
Absolutely. Michael Babcock joining us for our tech segment today, along with Demasi Thomas, and he'll be back next week.
We'll have some sports conversation, as we do on Mondays, in about 2 minutes, folks. Stick around. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.